This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I've never eaten calamari because Admiral Akbar is calamarian, and it seems cruel. You may call yourself a nerd, but are you saving lives? Okay, I'm sorry.
Dumb. I'm Brandy Posey, and cut open the president. Maybe he's a cake. Have we tried that?
I'm Tess Barker, and hate the stunt, but love the queen.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, everybody, we're coming to you. I'm coming to you from my ant-filled closet and various
because
locations.
You're an ant. Is it because you're an ant or because there's ants in your closet?
All of the above.
Barbara is the ant filling her closet, and she's an ant among ants.
Ant queen. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's bring on our guests.
Shall we?
Yes.
Absolutely. You know him, you love him. He has an amazing new special called For the Masses. It's available all over the place. We love him so much. Eddie Pepitone, everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm one of the leading comedians in the world. And the reason why I'm saying that so forthrightly is my therapist, who took his own life recently, has told me you have to love yourself. And if he isn't a great example of that, I don't know what is. So,
I just want to thank you for coming down to our level and, like, you know, hanging out with
truly.
The commoners.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's great to see you guys plugging away, you know? It's great to see you plugging away. I mean, it only took me 45 years to get a little recognition, so I'm sure that you'll be fine. You know, it's a great...
We should be on track.
It's a great business.
Especially
I love women in Hollywood.
Women in Hollywood.
Soothing. Wonderful.
That's the thing I realized the further I get is that I just... It's not even that I love comedy. It's just that I love the business, you know? Like, it's just like every year it gets better... And it makes me feel good.
More
it just
fulfilling.
Makes me feel good.
More gratifying, more real relationships.
No, all my friendships are for life in this industry.
That's one of the funniest things I've heard, that I got into comedy for the business.
Yeah. I did, networking.
I love it all, you know. I love how my agents and managers don't really care, and you know how they just go to the flavor of the month. You know, whoever the flavor of the month is, they're very excited. And right now, my special came out and it's doing very well, so they're very excited about me. And I'm just waiting for that to fade, because that's the part I like.
When the phone stops ringing, it's great.
You can have a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really good. Have not wanted to watch a lot of comedy during quarantine, but you make me laugh from a different part of my body than basically any other comic.
Charlotte. I'm on a podcast. Charlotte. I'm one of the world's top comedians. Charlotte.
I'm sorry she interrupted your compliments.
By the way, my therapist took his life.
Wait, is this
when
true?
Listen to me. I'm one of the world's top comedians. my therapist took his life, and I was just telling him about my day. You know, I was just saying, this, that. And he took out a gun, and he just put it in his mouth, and I said, you know, I was describing my problems, and I said, and that's the good news. And that's when he offed himself. No, this is, of course, a joke, and I don't know what it... I don't know what it is about saying my therapist took his life that makes me chuckle inside.
It's pretty fun.
I have a line in my act, not to brag, I have somewhat of an act, but I have a line in my act that goes, my therapist killed himself today, which means I win.
You won. You won therapy.
Yeah, you and I won therapy.
Yeah, you take the couch with you. That's how it goes.
That'd be funny if it were a game show, who takes their life first, therapist or patient.
I think we should, like, because I'm, you know, doing therapy now is over Zoom, and I think our therapists should have to show their houses. I think they should have to give us a cribs, like, I need to see what you live in, so I know.
It's sort of like how the health department grades the restaurant. You kind of want to know what's going on in the kitchen.
Yeah. Mine still goes into the office, so I feel like she's still lying to me. I'm like, show me what's really happening at home. I need to know. Also, I keep putting the beauty filter on for my therapist, too. So I don't know what that...
Do you really?
I don't know
what that's... Have you unpacked
that? Well, it's just always on my Zoom. Because it's like,
smooths
your face a little bit.
Oh,
so.
I don't mean to do it.
It's like, I'm not being totally honest. What am I even paying for?
I will say, I watched your special, Eddie, and I never watch any comedy anymore. So.
I know, me neither. Yeah. Me neither. Yeah. I can't take it, you know? I can't take people and their fucking jokes.
Are you guys you guys are completely off comedy or just stand up?
I just have never really I just don't watch stand up that much. I like comedy, but I don't sit down and watch like specials just because also when we were fucking doing it every night, you were seeing it every night, so it was like, well, I don't need to go home and watch it, you know.
Yeah. Well, and also I'll say, like, your special did a really good job of this, where so many of them feel so polished and like not like us, like you're being in the room for stand up. But yours actually made me genuinely feel like I was like sitting in a crowd watching stand up.
Oh, really?
Again.
What was that?
Well, you're so loose and fun, and you kind of like are like, it's just so many people come up with their special and they're like, all right, I'm like, it just feels different. And like, I just felt like I was like, I'm just sitting in the back just watching you.
Oh,
it was shot really well.
Stephen Feinert did a great job. The photography was great. We had an Emmy Award winner guy, Graham Willoughby, who, you know, took less than he usually gets, you know, for his rating. And so it just was a really good experience, you know, at the Dynasty Typewriter.
Have you had a lot of people being like, did you know what was coming? Because your special feels like very oddly prescient for like everything that's happening now, which is generally true of a lot of your stand-up in general. I feel like I'm always like, Eddie's about 6 months ahead on whatever the next horrible thing is going to be.
What's next, Eddie? What do you see next?
Yeah, Nostradamus of comedy. What's happening next? You need to tell us.
Well, you don't want to know.
I know.
I'm not kidding. I am not kidding.
No, we do. We know. Yeah. Like, it's the end. I mean, it's going to get bad.
Well,
it's going to get very bad.
It's going to get... I think it's going to get even worse than what we're in now, you know? But I don't know, man. I mean, let's just hope that some good stuff happens. But, you know, the fact that L.A., is just now spiking is quite, for me, it's a combination of terror and rage that goes through me, because I'm pissed off that this hasn't been handled properly from Darth Marmalade down, you know? It's just like, are you kidding? We live in a banana fucking republic. I mean, I don't know. So, it's all.
Have you figured out how to make that funny yet, Eddie?
you know, You know, the big thing about being funny when you're kind of socially, when you're dealing with social political issues, is to always kind of make it about how fucking flawed you are personally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you become the everyman of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it, because the high status comics, I think, are really fucking annoying, whoever they are, you know? To be like my whole thing is about taking rage to an absurd level and kind of show the futility of, you know, how great I think I am. You know,
yeah,
and then just getting trampled by the world each and every day.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's something really. Obviously, rage is hilarious. I mean, that's why all cartoons are about animals getting pissed off and killing each other. And I mean, that's why it's so funny when someone gets really pissed off. I mean, my nervous giggle. Oh man, when someone like gets that like rage where like a vein is bulging and they start blundering around and they're spilling things and breaking things. It's like a vaudeville act.
Oh, that's great that you mentioned vaudeville, because I've been watching I've been reading a lot of I love old Hollywood, because Hollywood is just so great, as we've been talking about. But what is hilarious is that this shit that we go through in the business has been going on since the beginning, like the 1915, 1916, when they did silent films. And in those films, one of the biggest things they always did was hit each other and get mad at each other and abuse each other, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's really boring when shit's going well, you know?
Well, we're not bored right now, I guess.
Yeah, that's
true. Are you guys bored? Have you been bored? I haven't been bored at all.
Me neither. No. Me neither.
Who are these bored people?
They're idiots.
Yeah. The void is fascinating to stare into. That's for sure.
Let's talk about the ants, Babs, because I'm also having an ant
my
issue.
Yeah.
Eddie, do you have any ant problems currently?
No.
Oh, my God. Every summer, it's like a full-on war at my house, and it's a fucking nightmare. Yep.
Where are you?
Silver Lake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of little creatures in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
Hipsters.
It's creature heavy.
Creature heavy.
That's when we'll know we've made it, is when we don't have ants in our house. Eddie's now giving me a bar to look for.
Well, 100%. And I mean, I feel like having ants is such a mental fuck. Like, because there's so many stages to it. Like, you go through one phase where you start to just have no choice but to respect them.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's the place I have gotten to, but now my boyfriend lives here, and he is in full-on, like, he's just like, every day he wakes up and he, like, looks around and, you know, tries to find them. Yep. And he's done pretty well, actually, from preventing them, but this morning, woke up, I had made pizza yesterday. Usually they go for like protein and like something else. They were all over like little bits of this dough, like all over the counter. So he had to do a whole thing. But they're crazy. Like last year we came down and found them like eating a spider. Like they had found a spider on the ground and they had infested our house to eat it. It's fucking horrific. So...
But, like, yeah, it's her, and, like, it also, so, like, yeah, you start to respect them, and then it's, like, okay, every time you've got to kill them, you know, it's one thing to kill one bug, but you've got to wipe out, like, an entire civilization.
Right.
Oh, yeah. absolutely.
And then you go through the phase where, yeah, you know that they're going to be somewhere, so you start, it's, like, you know, it becomes, like, an out damn spots situation.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, you feel them all over your body,
you plug up one thing, and they come out another.
Do you guys get exterminators? Like, do they do anything?
I just got an exterminator for the first time, like 3 days
ago. Did it help?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause
yeah, that's what they do, by the way.
Well, the thing is, I can't really afford one, and my fucking landlord will not... Every year, really? I complain to him about the ants, and I'll send him crazy videos of it, and he'll be like, well, you know, I mean, they're ants. They're everywhere. That's like his answer every time.
They're not supposed to be in my
home, motherfucker. Holy shit, wait, let me tell you guys what happened recently. There was like, there's been holes in our ceiling because the fucking roof was leaking and shit. And so finally the guys came to fix it recently. And my landlord is a judge also. And so one...
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
One time he showed
up... isn't he... He's on an improv team, right? Also,
he's not on an improv team, but he's a supporter of improv.
Okay.
He showed up once with his bailiff. His bailiff was in full, like, cop outfit.
Oh, no. That nightmare.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then last time, these guys showed up to work, and my roommate texts me, and he's like, a sheriff just pulled up. And I'm like, what? And it was, I didn't remember the guy. It was the fucking bailiff who just walked into our house. Yeah. He just walked into our house to look at the work the guys have been doing. And I was like, hello? And he...
What's going on with your landlord and his bailiff?
They're like best friends? I don't fucking know. But he didn't have a mask on. He just like walked into our home to like look at inspect the stuff. And he was like, hey, what does Bob say about this? That's the landlord. And I was like, what's going on? There's just like a cop in my house. What?
Oh my God.
Why are you in my fucking house?
Yeah, it was Jesus. Very alarming.
To me, what's scary about that is that the guy is a judge. And he knows that he's liable for a bunch of things. He must, you know, if he's in the fucking...
Yeah, he knows the rules.
Right, he knows the rules. And he's still like, ah, it's just the ants, you know. He doesn't sound like a good judge, you know?
I know. He's been, like, a decent landlord, but he definitely just is as cheap as humanly possible. But I would love to see him in action in court, yeah, and see, like, if he... What kind of judge he is.
Well... I think we can go watch.
I know. I should just go show up and be like,
I think that's our right.
Yeah.
It would be funny if he were presiding over the case that you sued him and he was the judge. Yeah. And
he puts a bunch of ants on the stand. Is that a thing? Okay.
Yeah. It's his bailiff. Well, he would like represent himself, and he'd be like, oh, "Hey, Carl!" Like that would be your judge, his friend that he gets lunch with every Thursday.
Yeah, and also just like it's just weird. I guess like they have to work together every day, but like he's like my bailiff. Like they're like BFFs. It's my so bailiff. Weird.
I keep picturing like one of those '80s toy commercials. It's like my bailiff, my bailiff.
Honestly,
wherever
we should catch that. I think there's
gonna go. Yeah.
There's a large swaths of this country that would like that.
When he came into your house, did the bailiff announce, the Honorable Judge, the Honorable Judge.
Bob is here.
Please stand.
So I don't know. God. The answer, I feel bad for my boyfriend, but I don't think he understands their power. Like, he thinks he can beat them, and I just don't know if that's true.
Oh, the ants? No. I had an apartment infested with cockroaches once, and I would talk shit to them as I killed them. They became a substitute for everything in my life that was frustrating at that moment, and that just became what was happening. And I just remember talking. Yeah.
I had an apartment in Hell's Kitchen in New York. Not to brag, but I'm one of the world's... Anyway, I had an apartment, and I had cockroaches, and it was unbelievable. And I remember having a woman over there, and she just looked at it, and she was like, "You have got to be kidding me!"
The cockroaches.
She just couldn't believe. She couldn't believe how I let myself go. No, but what I do is I just get a flamethrower, and I just, you know, I mean, a lot of things get burnt, but still, it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, I remember I had a friend in Boy Scouts, and every Eagle Scout I ever know was like, did it because they were a pyromaniac. They fully just wanted to learn how to use fire correctly.
I should have been an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, like, and my friend Carl, he on senior week in Ocean City, which is when you graduate high school in Maryland, you go down to the shore for a week and they rent you places. They only rent to 18-year-olds, so they're infested with bugs. And he took hairspray and he sprayed down the cabinets with hairspray, and then he lit them on fire because hairspray will just do a very quick fireball and then disappear. Yeah. So he just fireballed the cabinets, but he didn't tell anybody what he was doing. And we just saw this giant fireball come out of the kitchen, and we like thought that he had killed himself in front of
it. Did it work?
There were just shriveled ants all over the place. So we then had to scrape up, but it was it killed them. It worked. Well,
I tried that, but I used I misheard and I used hair gel, and it didn't work.
No, no, not so much.
The ants just had really slick bangs.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The ants just, like, went to work for a bank.
I mean, this is the thing, too, is the ants also present a challenge for Sean, my husband, and I, because I don't like chemicals.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so every summer I go back to, okay, we're going to do cinnamon. We're going to sprinkle peppermint everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's always, Sean will always win, because ultimately I'm just, I hit a breaking point, and I'm like, go get the chemicals.
Yeah,
I don't care
get the
if we
raid.
Died a couple
it's
years
fine.
Earlier. Get the raid. Yeah, yeah. But I have to reset every summer. So every summer I go back to... to giving
that's
another
funny.
Shot.
Yeah. That's funny that you're trying to be holistic about it. You know? Oh, just put down some Bach flower remedies.
Some smelling salts.
All right, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with
Eddie
Pepitone.
Hi, everybody.
Let's play a game, Eddie. You want to answer some would you rather questions?
What's that?
We're going to ask you some questions, and you just have to say which one you'd rather do. It's just a fun little game to get to know you more, so our listeners can get to know you.
Would you rather?
Eddie, are you a game guy? Do you like to play a game?
I'm not really a game guy.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but I find that go ahead. I don't want to insult your game. Go ahead.
No, let's hear
it's
it.
Fine. This is like a very
The way I look at it is like, why do we have like people who play a lot of games? I feel like don't know how to communicate with people.
That's why they
play those games. Like they 100%. Like, oh, let's play cards because I don't know what to say to you. I have intimacy issues.
No, that's exactly what I mean? Tess and I are both pretty anti-game in most situations.
People.
So don't worry. Yeah. Totally fair. But which is why we do one on the show, because we have to talk for an hour every week, and at a certain point we're like, we've said everything. Let's just do a would you rather.
Right. My shrink wanted to play games all the time. Like, let's play dominoes instead of talking about you. And I'd be like, what?
Until the game was over. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, Eddie. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or a broken elevator?
Ooh.
A broken ski lift. Oh, my God. Or a broken elevator. That is, they're both scary, but I would... And this is gonna... This will surprise you. I have fucking claustrophobia. And I would rather be on a... I don't know. I don't know why I said that would surprise you. But I also have issues with heights. So, but I still would be rather stuck on a broken ski lift, because being stuck in a broken elevator, there's something for me. I just start going, oh, I become Woody Allen. I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. I don't think I'm breathing properly. And that just leads into a panic attack, you know?
Yeah. I always feel like a ski lift, you could jump out, or you could, like, somebody could come and, like, that's how you could escape. But also, if you're stuck there, it's like you're looking at mountains, and that's a nice place to ponder your existence, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. It could end badly, though, on a ski lift.
It could.
Yeah, because there's the exposure aspect.
Yeah, that's true.
My fear on a ski lift, I don't know about you guys, but I have to have the bar in front of me. Like, I cannot stand ski lifts where they don't give you that bar, because to me, the fact that you've got heavy skis on your legs, I really feel like they're just going to pull me all the way down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like ski lift, because, yeah, I'm the same way, actually. I have claustrophobia and a fear of heights, but at least with a ski lift, you can see, like, what's going on. With an elevator, you could be, A, you know, you're probably stuck with some random assholes that you don't know. Mm-hmm. Ski lift, that's not going to happen. But also, like, you don't know where the elevator feels like it could drop or something, and you have no idea where that's going to go. At least a ski lift, you can, like, see your fate.
Yeah, you have more control of your fate, too, because, like, you choose to jump. Versus an elevator just being released at a certain point. You have no control over that.
Yeah, ski lift does give you more of the illusion of control, I would say.
But also,
that's what life's about.
I have been taught that if I'm stuck in an elevator, I will either find love or figure something out about myself that I never knew.
True.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. So if we're going with movie rules, elevator might make more sense.
Yeah, true. True, true. All right, Eddie, would you rather become someone else or stay yourself?
Stay myself.
Yeah? Good. Good. I'm glad.
No, because I just realized that, you know, we always want to become someone else, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think then we miss who we are. Like, mm-hmm. like we just are constantly, oh, if I can only, for me, it's like, oh, like, if I can only be like Bill Burr, let's say, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously, like his career or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's kind of just a denial mm-hmm. of yourself. And I think the biggest thing in life is to accept yourself. I know that this has taken a serious turn now.
No, this is perfect.
But you know, that's what I'm about, you know, and that's why I'm one of the world's greatest comics, is that I have the courage to go, you know, to look at all my flaws and just say, okay, let me try to accept myself, even though it's very difficult, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I would want to be myself, because that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even if you became someone else, it's like wherever you go, there you are, right? Then you would just be that
exactly.
self.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Like, who the fuck knows what Bill Burr is going? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, who the fuck knows, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You're just left with yourself at the end of the day. I could see, Eddie, I could see you writing a Would You Rather bit. I could see this turning into a thing for you. Just like,
Would You Rather bit. What's that?
That's what this game is called, Would You Rather.
Oh.
I could see you just talking about the futility of having a choice at any point.
Yeah, just undermining the game completely.
Yeah, exactly. We're all going to die. It doesn't matter.
Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather be the most popular person at work or school, or the smartest?
I like that they're exclusive.
They definitely kind of are. Yeah. They definitely are, unfortunately.
I would want to be the most popular, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
why?
Because, well, I mean, that's kind of who I am too. I mean, look, I'm in stand-up comedy. I mean, you guys, mm-hmm. you must get that. It's like, it's such a desire mm-hmm. to be basically adored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the desire when you're a stand-up comic. And, mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny when people ask me, hey, could you give me any tips on being a stand-up comic? And I go, you have to be really, like, kind of sick. You have to be a sick person who needs this. You have to need this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Are there people who don't need that in some version? Do we just have a really heightened sense of it? Yeah, okay.
I think so. I think there's guys and gals who are kind of stable, who in the business, who don't need it like we do. I think I'm including you guys.
Thank you.
Because I've seen you work.
But you mean people in general, Tess? Like people, all people need have some even version of needing it. Like
yeah,
that kind of
yeah. I mean, don't
adoration.
I mean, I think to a little bit like, to a certain extent, that's like, I think the why so many people get addicted to social media is because it's like easy access to that,
that serotonin.
Validation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think people all have it to some degree. I think we just definitely have it on steroids quite a
bit. You know what's fucked up is that my special, you know, it's come out in the last couple of weeks. And so it's getting a lot of praise. And oh my God, it's like taking fucking heroin lately. Like, no, I'm serious.
Sure, yeah,
it's like
I go
online and I'm like, oh, John Mulaney likes it. You know? Like, I'm a mad scientist. Like, who else loves me? You know, it's crazy. It's, and I actually realized that I have to really chill a bit, you know? I mean, about social media in general and about that kind of sickness.
Yes. Yeah.
When you've got something new out, it is almost like you're like, you just take the gloves off and tie back your hair and you know for a couple of days you're really just...
Show me everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have like social media practices for your like mental health, Eddie? Like, do you just force yourself to take breaks or like what is your...
No, I don't. I just kind of do it and I become very aware when I'm feeling... I start to feel anxious with it, you know? And it's unbelievable. I'm sure everybody's had this experience as well, but I go to myself in my head, okay, I got to turn it off. I got to start make dinner. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. I have almost peed my pants at home. Because I can't get away from the computer.
Yeah. I just bring it in the bathroom.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the move.
Somebody retweeted, I think it was Danny Fernandez or something, but somebody fucking tweeted like a TikTok of a woman being like, I'm cleaning the house while my husband poops for 45 minutes. And it was like this sad montage of a woman cleaning while her husband pooped. And I was like, what? And apparently there's a whole range of these TikToks of just like women cleaning while their husband's pooping. So I'm just thinking, I guess he's...
Are you
serious?
Yes.
And I guess he's in there looking at his tweets or something. But like, what is going on with the world?
Oh no.
I almost just like flipped this whole thing over.
Are you in a closet?
Yes, I'm in my closet. All the rich people around me are having construction done every single day, of course, because, you know, they...
Yeah. That is a nightmare.
Yeah, so I have to be somewhere quiet.
Yeah. You have a nice
Thank you
closet.
So much.
All right, Eddie, would you rather be able to talk to animals or speak all foreign languages?
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm vegan. I'm a huge animal lover. Like, animals are like, I think they're majestic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they are majestic. I think that they are our connection to magic, our connection to like nature and beauty. That said, I think I would like to speak a lot of languages because I really just find that to be incredibly fascinating. So I think here's the answer. I'd rather speak languages because I think we talk to animals all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's on a just on a different. It isn't words. It's,
like you already can talk to animals,
right?
Yeah, your hearts are communicating already. Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and plus, like, it would ruin some of, like, that beautiful mystery that makes that connection so magical, too, to be like,
I gotta shit right now.
That's funny. That's funny. If you could talk to animals and know what they're thinking, and you realize animals are pieces of shit. Yeah,
exactly. How sad would you be? Like, oh no.
I'd be very sad. I'd be very sad. Boy, that snow leopard is beautiful, but what an asshole.
We did have an animal communicator on the show, and she did tell us that cockroaches are assholes. She's tried to talk to them.
Yeah, she said they're
did you gone. Really have an animal communicator?
Yes, yeah, she was fantastic. Was she,
oh, she is? She's not insane?
No, no, she's wonderful.
She was very, very, like, smart. It was cool. What did she say that was really cool? She had just spoken to, like, a California condor or something, and she said that their interior mind was just, like, vast and soothing. And I was like, I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
I'd be funny if her husband's like, look, it's either me or the condor, okay? Get off the fucking phone with the condor, all right? Yeah, I know the condor has a big wingspan.
I don't know why that's reminding me. Have you guys ever watched this documentary about the woman who's in love with the Eiffel Tower?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good one?
Oh, it's fantastic. Like, yeah, it's about people who are in love with objects. It's called objectphilia. And this woman and the Eiffel Tower is a woman, so she's in a lesbian relationship with the Eiffel Tower. And it's
she gets married,
like,
to it.
She's married to
There's
it.
There's someone who has a joke about, I can't remember whose joke it is, but they're like, wow, like, I guess, like, aren't you thinking a little highly of yourself if the Eiffel Tower is like the...
it's like a little out of your league.
I can't remember who it is.
You know what's funny about that, too, is that she's a lesbian, but it's such a phallic symbol.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
It reads lesbian to me.
Oh, you get it? Really?
Really? You think the Eiffel Tower's a lesbian?
Yeah, it just...
What do you think the Leaning Tower of Pisa is?
No, that's a dick. That's a dick.
That's a dick, yeah.
I don't know. It just, like, it feels...
That would be a good thing. Dick...
Dick or vagina.
Dick or lesbian.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick or vagina.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Dick or lesbian actually is the corollary. It's funny. Wait, if you guys could marry a building, what building would you marry?
Oh,
I know that one right off the top of my head.
Okay.
The Empire State Building in New York.
Ooh, okay.
Have you just always felt a connection? Loved...
What's that?
You just always felt a connection to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean,
Eddie, I love you, but are you sure it's not out of your league? Are you sure?
Eddie, shouldn't you be dating a tenement in the Bronx? And I don't know if you guys know, but the Empire State Building, and this is when I really started falling in love with it, they changed the colors at the top all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's say it's 4th of July, they have red, white, and blue, and it's beautiful. If it's gay pride, they have the rainbow. Like, it's really sweet, you know?
Yeah.
Really sweet.
Yeah.
I love it.
And expressive. Yeah, I like that, too. I think mine's got to be, this is very basic, but so am I, but I got to go Griffith Observatory.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love that building.
Ooh,
that makes sense for you.
I love to look up at night and see it. Like, it just makes me happy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't...
Oh, that's a nice one.
I think that's a man. Do you guys think that's a man?
No.
No, the top is like a boob.
Okay.
To me, I think that's a lady's tit.
I was thinking
yep.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Why did you think it's a man?
Because of the telescope.
Well, yeah. You're right about that.
Think of one. I'm like having a hard time thinking.
Yeah.
I honestly, I'm not thinking of a building. I'm only, this is what I'm thinking of is those glazed cubes. Those like 80s cubes.
What? Oh, you love those. Yeah, you love those.
That's what I'm thinking
of.
I'm trying to
think of a building that has those.
What, like an 80s bathroom? Those like kind of like ripply clear
cubes? Yeah, those ripply cubes. That's what I'm thinking of.
I don't even know.
Remember any of those glass bricks that were really, really popular in like the mid 90s? Early 90s?
Like, it's hard to describe, but you'll see them.
Where were they? Where are they?
Like Beverly Hills.
Here, I'll put a link in the chat to what they are. Glass cubes.
Okay. It's okay. I don't need to know.
It doesn't matter.
I don't find it that Yeah. I want to hear a building. I want to hear a building, yeah. Babs.
I got nothing.
I think one of my first loves was the Lincoln Memorial, so I feel like I would try to rekindle
one
that.
One of my first loves.
I'm from D.C., and, like, that was always, like, my favorite place to go on, like, field trips and stuff, and it's just really funny, and also it, like, when you go there, you just have to be nice. Like, you can't, like, even just assholes, when they go to the Lincoln Memorial, they just, like, are shamed into just being quiet and having, like, a moment of reflection.
Yeah.
So I would
like I guess that. I'll go with, like, it, I don't know if this counts as a building, though. I was gonna say the Americana.
Sure. Oh my God,
Barbara!
That is awful,
Barbara. You can do better. Barbara, you can do better than the Americana.
You can do better.
I'm on board with Babs. I think that's lovely. That place is so sweet. That
fountain, music playing, you know, Cheesecake Factory.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I rode my bike to the Americana to be like, "What's happening over here?" And it was completely empty, but the fountain and the music were still happening to nobody. God. And I was just on my bike riding around. I was like, this is creepy as fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it soldiers on in times of need.
I always feel like as soon as I enter the Americana, my soul gets sucked out of me.
Oh my God.
You know, and it's just so consumerist, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just like the height of, like, you know, consumerism.
It's
But I go there. I like the Barnes & Noble there.
I think it's
I love,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I love like a triple, what is it? A triple layered, no, three floors of books.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, giant bookstore is beautiful.
Yeah. I feel like with the capitalism stuff, I think it can kind of be, like, you can, like, smoke so much pot that you get sober again, and I think that can happen.
That's true.
With capitalism, I think it gets to a point where it gets so capitalist that it's soothing and it's
that's an interesting, you know, I suffer from panic attacks, and I don't mean that to brag, but I suffer from panic attacks, and I think one of my last heavy duty panic attacks was in the the Fashion Square Mall, it's called, in the Valley. And it's just something about the blaring white light inside a mall and just the kind of emptiness that I feel. I was just like walking around the Fashion Square Mall just going, Mommy, Mommy.
I would love to run into you in a mall, Eddie, just to watch you, like, going through the layers of emotion next to a Reebok or something. I would die. I have a great memory of you. I don't know if you remember this. It was shortly after we had met, so this was probably like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah.
You were at a Pete's Coffee on Larchmont, and you were in, like, a nice suit, hair straightened back. Like, you were, like, going to an audition as, like, a nice-looking businessman. And I'd gone for a run, so I was, like, sweaty, didn't look like myself, you didn't look like yourself. And I walked into this Pete's Coffee to get a water. We were both side-eyeing each other, but we'd only met each other, like, once. So it wasn't like a... I was like, if that's not Eddie Pepitone, I'm not going to talk to that man, because I don't want to talk to that man. And then I saw you, like, a week later, and you were like, were you at Pete's Coffee? I need to know. I felt so bad about it, and I didn't say hi. But just,
really?
Yeah, just not...
I remember being with you in an antique shop in Iowa. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At the Green Gravel Festival. It was like negative 23 degrees. And that was beautiful because we were antiquing. And you were like, if my wife knew that I was antiquing with another woman, she'd be so upset.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was like, most male comics, their wives are worried about them going to, like, strip clubs and bullshit. You're just, like, looking at doilies in Iowa.
Yeah. God.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That was a great time in that antique store.
Yeah.
Did you guys get anything, or you just perused?
I don't think I got... By the way, it's hilarious that I seem so anti-consumerist, because I love to buy shit.
No, we all do. Yeah. It's built in.
I love
that. Can't help it. It's...
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
I think it's, like, being aware of it and knowing when to, like, let that out and when not, and, like, trying to use it as responsibly as possible.
Yeah, and now that we're in quarantine, it's hilarious because I'm actually very good. Like, I don't go on a lot of sites because yeah. you could just shop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I did finally, like, I went on the Patagonia website, and I always like Patagonia stuff, mm-hmm. right? And I got 3 shirts that were very expensive. They came, and none of them fucking fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
None of them. And I was just so pissed, and I was like, oh, there's a lesson, you know?
Can you return them?
No. I'm using them as rags.
Oh. Oh, my God. All right. We have to take a break. We'll be back with Lady Problems.
We'll be right back.
Everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Eddie Pepitone.
Hi, everybody.
And we're going to do a lady problem. If you have one, write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
And we need them, so give them, send them along.
Yeah, send them to us, guys. A lot of ours now are like pre-pandemic, and it's just like questions have changed. Life has changed, questions have changed.
Problems have definitely changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So this one we got in our Facebook group from a listener, and she basically is on Tinder. She matched with this guy. He's 25, and this is his profile. It says, long-distance girlfriend who refuses to come visit, looking for no strings attached. Also very 420 friendly. And if I... that got that.
Oh, this guy's a keeper. Yeah. He is a keeper.
He needed
on so
to
many
mention
levels.
That. We know.
Yeah. Everything about him is great.
I like
there's
that
no problem here.
Also very, like, has nothing to do with the beginning, but okay.
Also 420 friendly.
But it's good to throw in what you think is a positive.
Just wait. Oh, just wait. It gets better. And he goes, and if I needed a therapist, I'd pay for one. If it's something you're not interested in, I don't want your opinion on it. Thanks.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
So he just wants a fuck toy, like plain and simple.
So that's this guy's profile. So she matched with him, I think, to like kind of be like, what the fuck is going on with this guy, basically.
Yeah. I'll read her part if you want to read.
I'll read his part. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I think they talked a little bit before this, but anyway. He goes, I'm looking for a hookup even though I swiped right, already starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I'm just intrigued.
4 years with the person that I do love most, but our relationship at this point has nothing to do with sex and we are far apart, so I'm overly sexually frustrated but don't want to lose her.
Ever tried a pocket pussy or a sex doll?
I tried the I'm trying to give him some play. Yeah. I need to give him like an accent. I tried the pocket pussy and of course I could just take care of myself. But after a while that's not good enough because I'm only going to be young and not married to her forever.
Oh my god.
You don't plan on being married to her forever?
I'm saying we aren't married yet, and I'm still young. That won't last much longer.
Has this worked?
No, because I'm picky. I wouldn't just do this with anyone.
Picky?
They'd have to be a 100% bad bish. Which odds are it won't happen, and I won't follow through.
Does she?
This is the guy.
Babs is the guy.
Yeah. Does she know about this? Is it okay with her?
No, she has no idea, and I would never let her find out.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's it. So her question was, like, should I try to let this girlfriend, which I don't even know how she would contact her, but...
Oh, I see. Should she tell the girlfriend?
She's trying to get the number and contact.
What
I mean...
I think just that she could just send a snail mail letter that just says, run.
So that's comforting. Well, she's already far away from this guy, so Her question is, I mean, I found this douche on Tinder. Yeah. There's so much wrong here. I'm close to getting his phone number, reverse searching it to figure out who he is and notify the girl. I mean, no, don't.
Don't do that.
No.
No, because she's not going to listen to you. And no. This is going to work itself out. This guy is a fucking tool bag.
Why do I get the feeling that the girlfriend doesn't even exist? Like, for some reason, I'm feeling like he's making her up.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. That's what an elaborate.
An elaborate way for a guy to really be like, all right, I'm guaranteeing no strings attached here.
No strings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm getting like the whole thing about not going to be married to her forever. It's like it kind of feels like in 40-Year-Old Virgin with Steve Carell's talking about boobs. You know, It's just not like how people actually talk.
Mm-mm. I mean, I think he's real, and I think he's being serious, and
yeah.
I obviously don't think he's a great person, but also, like, he's not trying to trick anyone into something. He's saying exactly what's going on, so he's putting it out there.
I guess it's better to be upfront about it.
I think it is, because...
And has she considered that this guy's 420 friendly?
But he is 420 friendly.
By the way, I've never been on Tinder, and I just don't know how people do that. Yeah. But will he get women responding? Mm-hmm. Like, are women interested in this? Are there some women interested?
I don't think a ton, but I think like people are, especially right now, people are fucking lonely and like looking for connections. Mm-hmm. And I think desperate times, kind of, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, I think some people, I mean, because it could be a lady in the same, a woman in the same position on the other side that is like a weird long distance thing or whatever. Like, I mean, that's not, to me, I'm like, I don't know, just figure it out with your partner.
Yeah, but, it's not like it's all kosher, but I could see him finding someone, who might be in the same situation or something.
I mean, I guess I feel like maybe he would have a shot with women if he had shown any iota of like, personality. It's like, what are you bringing to the table? It's not like he's you know what I mean, like, what, you gotta throw them a bone here. I mean, the 420 friendly isn't enough to cover it.
He's 420 friendly and he doesn't need a therapist. He's 420 friendly, he doesn't need a therapist. I mean,
right, like that part of it is really like, and fucking don't fucking tell me what to do.
Exactly. Don't want to hear you yapping about what I should be doing instead.
I mean, I don't know about you guys. It sounds like a great setup for romance to me because, you know, he hooks up with whoever he matches with on the app, and then on his wedding day, when they call out and they ask if anyone has to object, you show up with your screenshots of this.
Yeah, blow it up on the day. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this guy's going to get COVID and the problem's going to work itself out. He seems like a fucking idiot. That's kind of how I feel about it.
By the way, I'm glad you brought that up. How are people hooking up with this pandemic thing?
I think they're still doing it. I think for the first couple months, everyone was real religious, and then the levee broke because people are people.
Well, especially horny men are like, you know, I'm in some Facebook groups of like that are all women and stuff, and talking about how guys are like, why don't you come over for dinner? And they're like, no, it's like they don't understand.
No,
that's not an option.
But I mean, my heart really goes out to single people right now. Like, I'm so glad I live with like a built-in companion. Like, I, it's alienating enough to have a partner and be going through this. Like, I can't. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
No, I mean, we've talked about this. Yes. If I was single right now, there were danger. It would be dangerous. I would be risking
even
my
just
life.
Like, well, even just like no. You haven't like touched somebody in 4 months, not even just like a friendly hug or something like that. And it makes you feel fucking insane.
Mm-hmm. So,
certain point, I could see like your mental health kicking in, and it's easier. It's weirdly easier to like ask a stranger, be like, hey, you want to fuck around, to be like, or to go to one of your friends and be like, will you break quarantine and just hold me?
I mean, that's pretty much why I fucked so many strangers in my 20s.
Was there a pandemic in your 20s?
Just me. I was the pandemic at that point.
Yeah, Barbara's pussy was the pandemic.
It's spread everywhere.
But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people responded to this post, but most people were like, I don't think it's not your responsibility to tell somebody that someone's like cheating, and also just like, don't put yourself in danger. That's a, like, it's just too much to get involved with.
Yeah, the messenger in those situations, it never has a good time either. I feel like it's going to ship out shit. It's going to come from either direction, and it's not worth it. It'll work itself out.
If anything,
out.
Maybe prank him. I mean...
good prank would be good.
Send some pizzas to his house, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
I don't know.
I can hear Eddie be like, who the fuck is dating in the apocalypse? Yeah.
I actually did a character. I did a show called End of Days, and this woman was the last woman on Earth. And her name was Annie Pomper, and she was getting ready, you know, for a date. And the guy had both, she was very excited because the guy had both arms.
You know, like, he's a keeper.
Yeah. I'm getting so much action being the last woman on Earth. That was my
I think my apocalypse fantasy is always like you know that Twilight Zone where the guy finds all the books
and then
his glasses break?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My apocalypse fantasy is that without the glasses breaking. Like, well, I don't think I would want any dick. I just give me some books. You know?
Yeah.
Well, okay, in this setting where there's like, because there's not really a lot of people, isn't he the only person left? Also in that?
Yeah.
So there's the only option.
You don't have But I think even if I had options,
I'm
going to
say, you know that guy's going to fuck a book eventually.
Oh. Yeah.
Probably the Canterbury Tale.
The Lady of Bath.
If you could fuck any book, what book would you fuck?
Oh, good question.
That's funny.
I mean, Moby Dick, right? Obviously Moby Dick.
Hey.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's our show. And yeah, if you have a lady problem, write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com so we can answer more apocalypse dating questions.
Yeah. Our advice is great. We crush it every time. Eddie, where can people find you and your special and anything else you want to plug on the internet?
The mothership for finding me is eddiepepitone.com, and it has all the links to get my special and to get my Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that.
Cool.
So
yeah, what?
And you're going live on Instagram quite a bit too.
Oh, right. Yes, I do that. I'd love to have you guys on. I do, you know, one at a time though, because Instagram you can only. But I do that Monday through Friday on Instagram Live at 4:00, and I just interview usually another comic. And I don't know, it's actually grounded me during this crazy structuralist time that I have this thing to do every day at 4:00.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think anything to kind of be like consistency in your day is so important during this to make time feel like it matters at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've been keeping numbers on my calendar. We're on day 123 right now, you guys.
Is that right?
I guess it's not quarantine anymore, but whatever this is, day 123.
New life? Yeah.
Yeah. Since.
Do you think you're ever going to stop counting?
I mean, we'll see. I don't know what would make me stop counting at this point. I mean,
I think it's good to count.
Yeah,
I think so too. It means like there might be an end in sight, so that's good.
Yeah, well, I think like when the kids can go back to school and like everybody isn't afraid that they're gonna fucking die in public just walking around, then I'll stop counting. But I don't foresee that happening anytime
soon.
But
it has to be both of those, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think we're just gonna get one
vaccine.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. I can't believe it. Have you guys met anyone who's like on the fence about whether they would get a vaccine?
A lot of people are. I haven't met them personally, but a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Are they really?
That's why people are like, I've heard the debate that it's like fucking, why are we waiting for that anyway? Because a lot of people aren't even going to take it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, my God. I'm trying to make my own vaccine in my bathtub, and it's just not going well. I got these pangolins from China.
It's harder than you think, yeah.
I'm trying. It's harder than you think.
Well, it's fitting that all in one needle, it's a lot. It's a lot.
But, yeah, you guys, watch Eddie's special. It's amazing for the masses. And thank you so much for coming on. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie.
Yeah, thanks. That was fun. This was fun. And like I said, I'll be in touch about if you guys want to come on.
That would be awesome. Yeah. It's
cool. Yeah, okay. Love to.
Great. So
okay, cool. That's Eddie, everybody.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
And if you want to hear more from us, go to patreon.com/ladytolady. We've got bonus episodes. We've got Top Secret Session, which we'll do now, and those come out on Fridays. Mm-hmm. Anything else, everybody?
No, that's it. All right, guys. Be safe. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.